Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
like the boat, no. Yeah. You put in overtime, overnight, doing everything I like, go for a ride, yeah. You hold me close, easy side, look me deep inside my eyes, baby, you will love it. But nothing can compare. Just take your time.
Yo.
Send chills down my spine.
Yo.
You're one of a kind.
Yo.
That's what I gotta make you mine.
Yo.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yo.
Got me feeling hot.
Yo.
Now I'm really gone.
Yo.
I like my kisses down low. Makes me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
She likes her kisses down low. Make her arch her back. When you give it to her slow, baby, just like that.
Send chills down my spine.
Yo.
You're one of a kind.
Yo.
That's what I gotta make you mine.
Yo.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yo.
Got me feeling hot.
Yo.
Now I'm really gone.
Yo.
I like my kisses down low. Makes me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
She likes her kisses down low. Make her arch her back. When you give it to her slow, baby, just like that.
Send chills down my spine.
Yo.
You're one of a kind.
Yo.
That's what I gotta make you mine.
Yo.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yo.
Got me feeling hot.
Yo.
Now I'm really gone.
I like my kisses down low. Makes me arch my back. When you give it to me slow, baby, just like that.
She likes her kisses down low. Make her arch her back. When you give it to her slow, baby, just like that.
You delicious
ass. I fell in love with that appleberry nana. I need to hit it from night to Mariana. Let's take a trip on a cruise to Bahamas. Hot girl, she a threat to the summer. And she a bad gal, word to Rihanna. Hit first before I dive underwater. I like it spicy, ooh, you so spicy. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you come in 30 minutes. I love you delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you come in 30 minutes. I love you delicious as fuck. I wanna eat it so good till you taste like happiness. Yeah, I wanna fuck you in your mind. How you thinking we haven't said? Whoa, so good.
Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and I am joined tonight with my sultry voice diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva, how are you tonight?
Ooh, diva, I'm in a mood. I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm in a mood. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I am so good. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the dial-in number tonight is 319-527-6300, and we want you to press 1 to be heard. And tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got mine. You got your
own? Yeah. Oh, I got mine on right now. You know what's my favorite one? The ones that say poet on it.
Yeah. Yes. Listen, we're going to give a shout out to our amazing, amazing boss, man, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there's no us. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Y'all enjoy the show. So, Diva, tonight's topic, Lord, is part two from last week. Yes. Are you ready? Are you ready, girl?
I'm so ready. Girl, I was born ready. Don't play with it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to know, have you ever been told what you taste like? Lord.
Lord.
Anyway, Diva.
Yes.
Let me tell you. This took a minute for me. Just 1 minute. I was like, oh boy, we're in for it tonight.
Well, we want to know, have you ever been told what you taste like?
Me? Absolutely. Yes.
What
many
say?
Times as a matter. Well, how about if I tell you in my piece, how about that? And then you can join.
All right, well, I guess I'm going first. The mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Southern Cuisine. He said I taste like a fruit never tasted. He makes my essence drip and not a drop is wasted. He says I'm insatiable, incredible, edible, sweet taste in his mouth. But he is the one who can't get enough of me as he ventures down south. He says my skin is so soft, and everywhere he kisses, he licks and bites. He says he can't tamp down his appetites. He says he can't get enough of me, no matter how hard he tries. No, he lies. He doesn't want to try. He dominates me, telling me what to do. My response is yes, always yes. Then he marks me. I undulate wildly under his ministrations, squirming under him, overwhelmed with sensations. We never know where the night went, but when he finally shoots his load, the morning is dawning and he's spent. Before he sleeps, he tastes me one last time, licks his lips and says, I taste sublime. And that's that piece.
He said, you taste sublime? Ooh, that ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to tell our I love that. I love that. But I want to tell our audience something before we even get started. And I'll tell you a little bit about what I taste like and all that good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio. You are listening to the For Real Entertainment Network. Sponsored by Raw Links, as my diva said earlier, and you are in the erotic love zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press that 1 and join us. Participate. We love you, too. Now, diva.
All right. Yes, diva. It is your turn. So,
y'all want to know what did I taste like?
What you taste like? Oh, yeah, I know you can tell what you taste like. We're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Give me 1 second. Find my piece. All right. This is called Life's Bliss. Here, kitty, kitty. Come and give me a kiss. It's what he says to me when he comes home for lunch. It says he tastes life's bliss when he gives her his special kiss. Telling me he'll never really be done because he never wants the taste of me to ever leave his lips. And that it makes him want every inch of him to be inside of me all of the time. Like reading his favorite book, poetry notes, getting inspired to create another masterfully crafted line. Apple, peach, and pear. The blend of those flavors down there and those of which his tongue fares. The taste of me he craves that dances with his tongue. Those flavors awaken a heat in his skin. Now look what you've done. My kitty's wet again. He says he wants to sweat drops of me like a sticky aphrodisiac from the tangles of his beard, while keeping me wet as an oil spill, holding my thighs tight so I can never pull back. His tongue is always geared, never stopping until he's filled. But it's like he said, he's never really done. It's almost as if she was created to be manipulated by his tongue. But I'm fine with that. He can have all of this cat. And because he is the way he is, my pussy craves his kiss. He's my pussy monster. And her name is Life's Bliss. And that's their piece.
Lord have mercy, diva. Diva, I got my ice water today. I got my ice water tonight. I'm not playing. I ain't playing with nobody tonight. I got my ice water. It's on and cracking. But anyway.
Girl.
I'm ready to open up these mics, girl. I know.
Girl.
I just know.
You know we are. You know we are. Go on, Diva. You at the helm.
Let's get this party started. All right. Let's bring in Poetic.
Lord.
Hey, Poetic. How are you? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van.
Hey, Adrian.
Oh, God.
Hey, Van.
What?
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. Lord. Anyway, hi. Welcome.
Man, what a
how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Well,
this is an exquisite topic that y'all have here. Quite delicious, I might say.
Have mercy.
Yes. Oh, I agree. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
But my diva has a question to ask you on Poetic. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, Poetic. Have you ever been told what you taste like?
I have.
Have you?
On my skin, my manhood, even after I busted the load, and she told me she loved all three ways that I taste.
Oh,
I taste so
good. Oh,
well,
Lord.
You know, because sometimes a man is where he eat. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know.
Help us, Lord.
So make sure the balance is intact. I mean, I'm gonna do my part. I'm gonna drink my water. I'm gonna eat my fruits and vegetables so that you get a, you know, nice sweet taste.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Lord.
To make sure that you enjoy that flavor. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Yeah.
God.
Well, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I can't take any more, but when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, I just want y'all to know that Poetic is on the mic tonight.
Oh, God, help us.
Got my idea, Lord. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is called The True Taste of Him, Power. One taste of me and she looked me in my eyes and said, "You taste like power," with an intensity that matches my pussy shower. When she decided to slide me into the back of her throat, she said through my natural taste she could taste the birth of nations and my balls she tote around in her hands and mouth as I would be her erotic treat. As she began massaging my dick, she said, "Forget being neat. All that nasty, sloppy toppy she had destined just for me. In my eyes, she could see just how excited I become from her tasting me repeatedly. And it turned her on so much that she was leaking through her panties, and we would moan together. Well, she definitely told me very soft and seductively how good I tasted to her. She would slurp and suck as I'd moan, "Fuck." She carefully traced my veins with her tongue and handed me a glass of rum. She said, "Explode, she wants to be intoxicated on my creamy essence with her mouth severely lubricated." So all that power she was tasting was making her pussy pulsate, drip, and throb while tasting. All that power in her mouth and palm of her hand. She had no problem tasting the flavor of me on her knees in my land. And she has this affinity for melanin power. And to behold all that manhood hour after hour, because she wanted to savor the nectar that would flow from me and taste power indefinitely. And that's that piece.
Oh, my Lord.
I almost got on my knees. I forgot where I was.
That part, all of it, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank God for ice water. Woo-hoo. So, that was delicious. That was delicious, nasty, and succulent. And I loved every bit of it. What's what you do?
Thank you.
Woo.
What you want me to say? You don't want to hear what I'm thinking. I'm just saying it was delicious. Child, please. I'm salivating a little bit. I'm gonna leave it at
it's okay.
that.
it's okay to have a little drool as long as it's going to the right place.
Yeah, I know that's right. You get no argument.
All righty then. Lord, well, is it okay if we bring you back around 10 o'clock or thereabouts?
That would
Ready,
be perfect, because
Lord.
I got word that Colin got a glass of rum. She got a glass of rum.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's hitting the button, but she's not being too crass tonight. She's just like... Let him come. Go on over there. Enjoy your company.
No pun intended. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, wait. Before you go, I have been getting a few complaints, Poetic, about you holding up my mixologist. You have to allow her to do her job. She'd be right back over there to you, okay? Just let her do what she do. She's the best. That's why I brought her in. That's why I hired her. So please, let her do what she do. Because she gets severely enthralled and distracted by you. And that's not good work ethic. Okay? So I just had to tell you that.
You think I can't, girl, I just told him.
You
think
now.
I can call other people complaints?
Excuse me?
Nope. I don't care about other people.
Well, she has a job to do. She has a job to do. Okay.
I don't care. Hire another bartender, because she belonged to me.
Hire another one. No, I can't do that. Now, don't have me ban you. You know what? No, I can't
do
that, you station manager.
You can't do that.
Come on. Get a girl a break. All right? You have her all damn night. Sheesh. Give her a couple of minutes to keep happy customers, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here he come. I argue with your man if I want to. Go, because see, she about to get a pink slip now. I will get somebody else.
Oh, my.
Tomato.
Thank you, Mike.
Have mercy on my soul.
Yes. Oh, girl.
That was delicious.
Okay.
I need
a moment. I'm going to do a station ID already. I need a moment, all right?
Me too.
Yes.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Friday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to bring on our New York John. My word. People were in for it again. I'm scared. I'm just joking. Anyway, let's bring in the Iron Man himself, Javi. Hey, Hav. Welcome to the Event of the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey. Hey, ladies. Hey.
How are you?
Hey. What's good?
what's good besides you?
Glad you asked that.
It just seemed appropriate for the topic to ask that. Don't y'all out there listening get any ideas, okay? This is my brother, okay? But I got to talk my shit, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Steve, are you going to ask him the question?
Yes, I'm going to ask my brother this. Mojave, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. King Drip. We want to know, have you ever been told what you taste like?
Okay, yeah, I suppose I have. But normally, if a person knows what I taste like, I'm probably not conscious when they tell me. I probably wasn't awake. I probably was sleeping. I probably had something in my mouth. I was probably curled up into a ball. Who knows? Something bad happened to me. And I probably didn't even, I probably wouldn't even be like paying attention to it. I'd be like, I don't even care. Cause what are you saying? All that shit you're saying. That's probably what happened. I don't know about anybody else. I'm just saying, you know, I got to keep it real. Got to be honest. Like, you know.
There you go.
It's all right.
Certain people have that power. They just suck you to sleep. They just do bad things to you. You just, you don't have no response. And chances are, my thing is this. If someone puts you to sleep, you can't taste all that bad.
Honey. Lord, why did I, oh, Lord, I'm trying to be, I'm not trying to get, okay, you're right, I'm not even going to say that, I'm trying to be somewhat a little good.
I agree with my brother, like, you got to drink water and all that other stuff, you know, everything else, it affects your pH.
Yeah, yes,
right.
Absolutely.
No.
But some people, you know, some people, you got to get to it how they get to it. I'm not one of those people, but some people are, you know, anything else. And they like strange smells and things of the sort. Yeah, we're just not on that. we're just not on it. However, if someone enjoys the taste of you, they will continue to do what they do. If they enjoy the taste of you, because honestly, you might think it's about you, but it really isn't. They just enjoy doing what they do to you because there's a strange power that occurs when a person can extract your soul through oral copulation. You know, manipulation, whatever you want to call it. But how do they do it, you know? If they enjoy it, you know, that's not they're worried about the taste. I think they're more or less worried about, you know, how fast you're going down and how much is going to come out.
Y'all got my mouth watering.
That power, like, they know that power. Like, ask a dude. If a woman has that power, ask him what he's doing, what he's willing to risk. What he ain't willing to give up.
Lord.
I'm just
saying. Well, you know, there are certain women that love that taste as well. And you're right, as long as their system is, you know, they're doing that their internal maintenance like they're supposed to. You know, it's just.
yeah.
Lord.
But there was a time they had the perfect pH balance. I had them like they were Sunday dinner. I was like, this is just so good. He was so good. He was like, you really was on it? I was like, I sure was. And I will not. Right. It's right. It was right.
Right.
You know. And so, you know.
Yeah.
I had a conversation earlier about wearing things in your beard. Yeah, I will wear that in my beard. If I ain't got to put my face in nobody else's face, I want to smell you all day. I want to know what that is. But I want to lick my lips and know that my lips were there. I want to know.
I know that's right.
Because you know, right, you can't put your face on everything. That's why I was like, listen.
That's true.
Nope. I was like, what I offer is a singular experience that's only endeared to me and what I choose to do. So therefore, you know, if you have the proper things that are involved, these are the things that you will receive. You will receive a man who has a very thick neck who doesn't get tired and enjoys what he does and is willing to listen to everything the body has to offer in order for me to make sure that you are enjoying the experience. But I am looking for one thing, and I need the fruit of your particular tree to germinate my beard. It's important. I need it. I got it long. I got it long.
Oh, God.
Mojave,
whenever you're ready, the mic is yours. I can't take it.
I was writing
mm-hmm.
while y'all was on that. So I was like, thank God they did a space out there for her. I literally just wrote this just now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
It's rough. It is what it is. All right. Y'all ready? Okay. Give fingers. No. Sorry. I suck. My fingers. After tasting you. Your nectar dripping sticky between fingers. Scented of your fluid passions. I remember seeing you there. Naked body, flush, blood bubbling to the surface, nipple in full salute, traces of sweat between breasts that leads like a river to your hips, our kissing led to this. Your mouth is a matador, allowing me to make countless passes, tongues hugging each other, denoting a promotion of constant, a content contrite. I grip one hand in mine, the other one gripping your neck. That I lick and suck the sweet sweat. The weight of my body presses you deeper into the mattress. And I am not done yet. I draw back. I look at this beautiful creature laying before me, knowing that my essence would soon be within her presence, that we would toil, bubble and boil, a cauldron of elemental witchcraft, ancient gear, oil, and shafts. I needed her to know that my mouth was made for her, made for her pleasure. This secret, told in a whisper to her lips, my secret, worship, enchant her. Me kissing her inner hips and sucking lightly but not politely, known gentleman with the lineage of a caveman, I know gentle in the strength of breath and knowing both would be applied. She put two fingers inside of her mouth, moaning and sucking as I began. She was already seeping. As I was keeping myself on hold, slow unto a steady tempo as I looked and hummed her clit, letting her breath begin to become ragged, then to come to unload, and I caught everything, my beard and my mouth, as she explodes. Her taste is utterly magnificent. As I suck and flick tongue, and she comes again, I let my fingers slide and pace. I wish that she thought that I was doing it for her, but I actually do it for the taste. And that's peace.
What did you say? You
can't.
Suck your fingers and lick your fingers. What did you say? Is that what you said in the beginning?
Huh? Yeah, that's what I said.
What did you say?
Oh, help me. Diva, you coming up with the topics from here. I can't handle this shit. Mercy. Damn, Javi.
Okay, you know what?
I knew it was going
to be
that. That right there.
I'm going to have to
And that's fresh ink. We're not working with Van Meadows. We're working with Poetic, and we're not working with Mojave. We're working with King Drip. I'm feeling some kind of way right now. Okay. That was absolutely delicious, Mojave.
Downright nasty. I loved it. Dang it. Mojave, I mean, King Drip, what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe? Look.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm glad you asked me that question. Okay, hold on. Well, next Tuesday, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe of a Real Entertainment Network, presents War Council, a creative egalitarian panel that deals with community issues, relationships, and current events. This War Council will address, are you emotionally unavailable, men and women? Are you emotionally unavailable for relationships? What is the basis by which you do put emotion to anything that you do? How do you have a relationship with someone who is unavailable? What are the signs? What do we do? How does this affect us? Also, some of the things that happen in current events, the Johnny Depp trial, some other stuff, and, you know, and our general things dealing with relationships, narcissism, and things of that sort. But this Tuesday, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And understand they have new links out. So you might want to stop by the webpage and check those out. Get your raw links. I'm about to get mine. And so that's what we're doing here on the Epiphany Radio Universe next Tuesday. War Council. Join us for first conversation, incredible intelligence, and a soundtrack of neo soul and hip-hop that you can respect here on the Physical Radio Universe of a Real Entertainment Network. That's what we're doing.
All right. Well, Bill. Well, thank you so much, Ronnie. How about if I escort you into a love lounge tonight? About that.
I'm gonna go someplace else, get a drink, because you know Van be over there with Kalinda, is doing his thing, and she don't be serving drinks because she'd be too busy. I think a couple of times they disappeared, and I ain't get a drink for like 30 minutes. So I'm gonna go to my room, drink.
We having a corporate meeting behind this. I hope you hear that, Poetic. Uh-oh. Corporate meeting. I'm calling it. That's right.
Oh boy.
I heard she loved that.
My goodness.
That's what I heard. She was going to give it all. She's going to give it all up. Give it all up. And she said that man. She said, he's a green eyed bandit. You know, he got a beard. You know, he don't have a saddle. I mean, he don't have a beard. It's a saddle. You know, it's a bunch of things. So, you know, so he's just too sexy. Every time
guess
he does
what? Work is work. Business is business. Okay. Then send him in there for pleasure like that. It was for drinks and relaxation. That's all right. I'm going to have a corporate meeting. Watch.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Delicious, delectable, and yes. That was good. Real good. So, one love, one mic, high.
One love.
Mm. Hey, what in the world?
I think I'll, I think we need a small music break. How about
absolutely.
I do this for you all?
Close the door.
in my eyes, and I want you to tell me exactly what you want me to do to you. You ready?
Your body whispering from under the sheet. I hear it moaning, begging loud and clearly. I'm rather fluent in the language it speaks.
Yes,
but it's your mouth I want to tell it to me.
Girl, why don't you help me?
And my mouth right there. Girl, don't play shy, show me how bold you can be.
Yes,
open your mouth and tell me where you want me. Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want,
I'm no more hoping, wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it, babe.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it, I got it, babe.
Tell me what you want, and I got it.
No more hoping, wishing, name your position, I got it, babe.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's topic is, have you ever been told what you taste like? Diva, woo!
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for ice water, that's all I can say. They've been tearing us up. Well, then somebody tearing me up, huh? Mm. So anyway, anyway, I think we need to go another round. What do you say, Diva?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh,
there's that echo again. Hey, Diva, I just thought about something. How about we call Poetic in here for a few minutes, if he doesn't mind, and that way he can do another piece and give us a rundown. We can kill two birds with one stone. How's that sound?
I like that. I like that. All right. All right. Welcome back, Poetic.
hey, what's happening?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's happening?
Mm. Now with the echo. Big the echo.
I'm so sorry. Hold on. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to mute my mic when you guys
are going to bring Donna Poet up in here.
I'm sorry, but anyway, it is heavy raining here like a monsoon, so I hope not to have another technical difficulty. But anyway, Poetic, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours, and then can you give us the rundown for next week, please?
I sure can. She tasted like honey golden caramel, a sweet sensual treat with just a hint of vanilla smell. She was the finest sweet nectar I've ever tasted. Not a single drop have I ever wasted. The nutrients that flowed from her nether region prepared me for her elixir of life so damn devilish I could call her legion. But I nestled in her rainforest was this supple flavor. And with just one kiss, my lips tasted a distinctive taste for sure. Just within the essence of her ambiance, she had my senses going crazy, and this nuance reminded me why she's the best I've ever tasted. I mean, there were others, but none like her, I boasted. I mean, just one taste, one lick, I'm harder than a brick. My appetite was for destruction, yet she soothes my taste buds to perfection, and we have this love connection that goes deeper than her deliciousness and her repetition of making me want to consume her dedication of making sure she tasted good for me. You know, I loved her natural pheromones that kept attracting me. She tasted like a piece of heaven. None of my favorite desserts compared to her secret lessons and scented lessons that she taught me every day. Because she'd love it when I say, baby, you taste so good. She always kept me in the mood. Caress my taste buds with your flavored juice as I slurp on the sweetness that my muse lets loose. Yeah, she's the one. My favorite taste that could never be outdone. And that's that piece.
God have mercy.
God have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
That was totally, totally delicious and delectable.
Thank you.
We're ready for the rundown.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Iron Sharpen Iron with Anonymity and guest host, yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, child, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla, La Negra, and Rob Poetry Morrow guest hosting. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factor with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Monday night, child, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night will be War Council with your host, Mojave. And we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies,
La Negra.
Back to you.
Ladies, back to you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Poetic. Really appreciate it. Lord. All right, Diva. Mm-hmm. So you ready to take it from the top?
Yeah, let me go to my piece. I got something for you.
Okay, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Taste of That Kiss. As he slowly placed soft kisses between my thighs, he asked me if I locked my arms around your legs, drank your nectar, and my tongue wouldn't stop as you flowed like a river. What more could you do than shake, moan, pant, and call my name? Licking and sucking my clit. Oh, my God. I've never been wetter. He's enjoying me so much, I wanted to taste too. Daddy, 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 can I taste me too? Without stopping, he swallowed and said, mm-hmm. I was coming. He just wouldn't stop. Even after I gushed and squirted, he would not release my legs. I moaned ecstasy into the air, kissed her, said, beg me. Kissed her again, begged me for a taste. I moaned, yes, Daddy, may I please, please, please have a taste too. He stopped, looked up at me, and released his grip on my legs. He entered me as he slid up to give me that taste I crave, and I cried out his name. As he fucked me, he stared in my eyes and said, look at me. Oh, God, I'm coming again. This time, squirting all on his dick and balls and thighs, and feeling that warm rush of silky juice made him moan and pull my leg up to deepen his stroke. Pleasure from his thrust made me ready to ride, but he loves control, so he kept me pinned. And with firm grips of handfuls of my hair, kissing passionately, fucking harder, faster, squeezing tighter, that moan, that dick, that taste of, ooh, the taste of that kiss. And that's that piece.
Well, damn. I almost fell off the couch with that. And I'm like leaning forward, and I'm like, that was hot, scorching. Whew. You know what, Diva? I think I'm gonna do one of my old pieces. I think I'm gonna bring back Guilty Pleasure, or Guilty Pleasure, that is. You ready, Diva?
Oh,
the mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Guilty pleasure. One of my guilty pleasures is a Cinnabon. It's so good like sex. It's a swirl like my tongue swirls around your wood. The cinnamon is your essence that assaults my senses as I lick and suck my fingers. It reminds me of how I do the same to you. They come in many flavors, but I like the original ones the best. Because on top of the roll is the sweet cream that reminds me of your cum that's dribbled on top and oozes in between the swirls. I lick the roll clean. You know I never miss a drop. Then I get more and finally eat it. Oh, my goodness, the ecstasy I feel as that cream goes down my throat. I want it so bad I almost choke. But this is my guilty pleasure, wanting it all the time, but never more than you. The Cinnabon, so built beyond measure. And that's that piece.
You said Cinnabon? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly what I said.
I don't know if I could use that spice down there, but I'm just imagining what it would taste.
It's so sweet.
Tasting
it off.
Blending with their happy ending.
I always get that extra cream. It's just, I gotta have it. Lord. Anyway. So, so Diva, how about another song? A little break. How about it?
Let me see if I can find something. Here we go.
ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the Erotic Love Zone with my diva, La Perla Negra, and myself, Ms. VIP. We've been enjoying some serious poetry tonight, haven't we, diva?
Absolutely. I
want to
say something. I see y'all listening, and you are awesome poets with some great, great poetry. And tonight is just as delicious as any other night. Raise your hands and participate. Let's hear it. Come on, y'all. We don't want to end so soon, do you?
I agree with that, most definitely. So, with that said, we're just going to pop back and forth until another hand is raised. And then if we don't have any callers, got to shut it down. But there are technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen, so please excuse us.
I have another piece if you like.
All right. Divine Demon is up too. Shall we pour him, put him, let's put him on. Hey, you, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Can I hear me?
I'm good, too.
It's a little reverb.
I know, it sucks.
But we got to do what we can because, I mean, it's like a monsoon down here. And I already got kicked off within the first hour, so... but we're going to do the best we can. But my diva has a question for you, Divine Demon.
Okay.
Well, Divine Demon, has anyone ever told you how you taste?
Yes and no. Well, let's put it this way. I've never really been told, but I can imagine what I taste like.
I'm trying to behave. You said you can imagine. Well, did you kiss her?
Excuse me?
Did you kiss her?
Yeah, numerous ways.
Well, I'm sure you tasted you somewhere along the way.
Let me expound. If I had to imagine what I taste like, I would say I taste like hot pussy. Because I kiss it, I lick it, I breathe it, I absorb it, and I live in it.
I like that answer. That's hot. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
And you know what? I didn't even bring a piece in. I just wanted to get on the mic and tell y'all that. That's all I got. That's my piece.
Really?
Really?
I mean, after that, what more can I say? I live in a pussy. That's all I got. Seriously, I'm actually watching a basketball game. I just want to come on and say that little piece. That's all. I don't have a piece today.
Well, we thank you for coming in anyway. I'm going to have to, that's going to be on
my Hold on. I know with all that magnificent poetry that you spit, you write, you didn't come up in here to tease us. If you got to finish freestyling from what you said about the pussy part, just keep talking about that. But you gonna give us something. I don't play that. I'm telling you, anybody know me, know La Perla Negra, do not play that. My diva might let you get off with that, but you ain't getting away. I will haunt you. You gonna give us some more. Tell us some more about how the pussy, how good the pussy is, and somewhere along the way, you know. You gonna give us a piece. So the mic is yours. I can't. You better reach in your bag. I'm eating myself.
I tell you what I'll do. I will find the piece, and I will be ready in about 10 minutes. Right now, I have nothing prepared, honestly. But I will be ready in about 10 minutes.
All right.
So just come back to me if you can.
Absolutely.
All right.
Ooh. Well, Diva. Ooh, how about a short radio ID, a station identification?
Okay.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network. The main. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the
other.
Epiphany.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Wow, my goodness. Well, Diva, unless you have another piece, we're just going to pop on a break, and I'm going to find one myself. How about that? And then we can bring Divine Demon back in.
Well, I got something for you. I sure do. This is actually something from, this is actually the piece from part one of this show. So I'll do this again. It's still untitled, but I got
still untitled,
you.
But right. I got
you. Mic is yours.
Thank you. I heard about his deliciousness long before many encounters, and I have to admit, I was naturally curious about him. I have a story, a very short story, about the best I've ever tasted. See, I had someone long ago, and he believed in letting things happen organically so they can blossom true when we come through. And I told him, I don't care who you tasted like before. Baby, we all have a past. Right now, I just want to taste you. You see me licking my lips and biting that bottom one. Stop playing like you don't want to feel that release in all this throat when you come. And besides, it's a great way to get to know someone, getting a taste of their lineage. It gains you wisdom, and it don't get no more organic than that. I want the taste of you to be embedded in the surface of my lips, so I'll never forget who you are. See, the flame you ignited burns deep and ardently inside me. But what I want goes beyond just tasting you. I want you to feel the passion in my fingertips across your skin. The sincerity and the warmth of my exhale over your melanin and to never get enough of the tenderness of my kisses all over you. I want to make the kind of love to you to make you feel my truth. This is spiritually induced. Because when God's active hand imprints the secret bias of the soul, one has no choice but to be true. I want you. And for you to taste all the goodness of what's so rightfully yours. And taste he did. It was the most natural love I'd ever shared in. And the best I'd ever tasted. That's that peace.
That's that peace.
Oof. That was totally amazing. So I'm going to piggyback with his taste. He said he couldn't control it, that he had to taste me. He looked me in my eyes, slowly undressed me, kissed me all over my body, then he proceeded to make love to me. He kept whispering how good I tasted with words of sweet nectar. See, in my past, the tastes were bitter. No one wanted to work to get to the finish line. I was left unfulfilled, my time wasted. I refused to just go through the motions, especially since I was too vulnerable, high in emotions, wanting what I knew was true, surrounded by the best examples, but I couldn't make the mark. Then after 10 long years, through the overwhelming loneliness and silent tears, I was blessed. Love has finally come my way, and I love his taste. I crave it constantly. He gives me his beast as I become his feast. Yet, this taste is the best ever, because now it belongs to me. That's that piece.
Oh. Y'all just bringing out all kinds of sound effects. This is definitely going to be another toy night.
Lord have mercy. Well, I just don't know. But, I don't need a toy. I have the real thing.
If you'd like, I can play another song for us. Because I still want to hear Divine Demon. He has that name for a reason.
Absolutely.
So,
no problem.
I'm going to do this for y'all.
All the waves fall away. Don't know what to say. No, I'm running out of time. Slipping like sand through an hourglass in and of itself. It's making me lose my mind. On dry land, nothing shielding me. Hold my hand, pour into me once again. The life that I have, it depends on it. Oh, I still need you. I still need you. this in my eyes. I know I'm alive, but I'm working overtime. Running for my life, looking for supplies. Don't know why, too afraid to take the dive. Feel the cold washing over me. Search my soul. You know the reasons I can't let go. The life that I have, it depends on it all. Oh, hey, I still need you. I still need you. I still need you. I still need you. Wonder what it does for me. You to understand me. I only saw it for so much more than I can see. There's no more story, you send me away, so far away. I thought I had everything that I need. But
all right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 10:30, and we appreciate you still being with us, Neurotic Love Zone. So now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring back this amazing poet, Divine Demon. All right, Divine Demon, are you ready for us? Oh, wait a minute, are we ready for you?
I don't know, you tell me about that.
I don't know, you tell me about that.
Lord have mercy. Okay, Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Power of the pussy. It's got me hearing voices, making the logical choices. Even when I sleep, I can feel her closeness. She got me harder than seven cinder blocks mixed with steel and encased in titanium. No, that's not hard enough. What's harder than Chinese arithmetic? Harder than learning Russian while you're in France? Her power leaves me 10 times harder than any of that when I'm under her spell. The pussy controls my mind, got me walking around with a purple polka dot parka on a 100-degree day. Yesterday, she put her tight fist in my face. I didn't know what to say. She told me to only speak in tongues, told me to make sure I was outstanding, or she put me on songs. The pussy got me feeling like a junkie on a junk food diet. It feels like the last in my pay cycle. Tomorrow I get paid, my fridge is empty. Minus ice cubes, and tomorrow the rent is due. You ask me what I'll do. I'm putting one half on the pussy and taking my chances. If the late fees, I'll pay the late fees on the rent. Fuck it. They can't evict me before 30 days. By then, the power will have me come drunk and counter-sunk. They say it ain't tricking. If you got it, just call me a trick, because the pussy got me messed up and losing my faculties. She keeps calling my D-I-C-K tricks off a kid, but she's on some grown woman shit. She got me feeling like a carpenter because I'm looking for a fix. I know I'm fucked up because in real life I can't fix shit. She asked me to put my lips on her clit so she can do the Chinese splits.
her wetness is so good. I feel like I'm swimming in the ocean. I beg her to coat me with whipped cream and make me shine like baby lotion. I'm going to go so deep in her surface I live under the bottom. Tell me buried treasure, because with her ovaries, I'll be sequestered. Put me in a slingshot, fire my fiend cock in her sweet spot so far that I can't be located. Send me to the springs that pump her natural spring, then watch me choke, suffocate, and drown. Let me die in a pussy and come back with a six-foot tampon. Bury me inside her again so I can fuck up her residual juices. If that's not enough, call me a human crucifix. Nail my face to her your inner thighs, bury my tongue in her sweetness. Squeeze hard and call me Mr. Juicy Lips, because I'm drinking the juice till your walls constrict. If you think I'm too dirty, then soak me up. I drink it like a long shower. Please don't hold this against me. I'm a victim of pussy power. In peace, divine demon.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Did you say that you go so far up you can't be found? What? It was delicious, delectable, and downright damn. Whew, but I love it. Diva, what say you?
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You gonna stop playing? Coming up in here and going tease. No, we want happy endings. We like to be stimulated until we climax. And that's what you just gave us. That, Lord, have mercy. That opening line, too? You see why I had an attitude when you said you was trying to leave up out of here? You was trying to skip. That was absolutely delicious. Thank you. Oh, my God.
No problem. It's always a pleasure to come behind this.
Ooh,
I hear that. Okay. My dude is going to escort you to the Love Lounge for real. Because you need to behave. All right. Thank you so much. One love, one night.
All right, y'all stay sweet.
Diva, I think I'm gonna
All right.
You like? Don't be scared. Come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh? Look. I've been a goody daddy, but I don't have to be. If you don't want me to, I'll be a nasty baby. What we made of. No time for games, no rules, just play. I hope you want me in the same way. Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love. I can't even sleep at night, all I dream about is making love. It's just all the things I see when you're inside of me that keep my mind crazy. I can't even think at night. All I dream about is making love to you. I love the shower, out by the kitchen sink. Leave me where you wanna, make my knees weak. No time for games, no rules to play. Hope you've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. It's been nice, but it's time.
my father's making love. I can't even sleep at night. All I dream about is making love. It's just all the things I see when you're inside of me that keep my mind going crazy. I can't even think at night. All I dream about is making love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Diva, tonight has been totally wicked and delicious. That's all I can say. Girl.
Yeah. It's been hot and delicious and definitely climax worthy. Got me in a mood on some real shit, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, I'm feeling myself. After listening to their poetry, I mean, from the top to the bottom, or should I say from the beginning, from the first poet to the last poet, let's put it that way. That sounds better. I'm just, good God almighty, I'm feeling some kind of way. Really feel some kind of way.
Really,
I mean. Ooh. Go ahead, Diva.
I do too.
Go ahead, Diva.
I do too. This has been a heck of a night, I'm trying to tell you. So, unfortunately, we couldn't catch everybody tonight, but listen, we thank you so much for coming through. The poets were outstanding, truly. So listen, y'all. I stay cool, and this heat is some heat down here where I am. But y'all try to stay cool. God bless you guys, and thank y'all so much for participating tonight. We do appreciate you, Diva.
Most definitely, everybody. Y'all know how I feel. I love each and every one of you. And what she said, yeah. And like I always say, you know, get that good relationship going with yourself. You know,
because you're going to have that relationship for the rest of your life. And that's where spirit lies as well. And continue to love one another and respect one another, you know. And these germs ain't going, y'all. Like I always say, be sensible. You're not feeling good. Use common sense and just stay away from people until you start to feel better. It ain't that hard, trust me. But I want to thank everybody for coming out. Diva, thank you once again for allowing me to ride shotgun with you, girl. The show was awesome. In spite of the technical difficulties, it was awesome. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.
Thinking about magic, happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing, but it was better than I imagined. Drastic, acting, to you, we was just practice. Sadness, masking, hated you with a passion. Had it, granted, baby, I didn't cap it, but it was better than I imagined. On it, it worked, cause it hurts me, but still, I can't see myself with no one else. Cause it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined. Trust me, love me, know I could never make you. Stay true, hate to say it, but it's too late. My expectations. Solo you can't relate to, baby, but I don't blame you, baby. You the one I always escape to. Stay too patient, maybe I'm just afraid to call you. Need you to tell me if it's okay too. Is it okay? I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one else.
Get a flight, I lost my phone, and I'm calling you from the hotel phone. I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realized you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember? Stop me, and you said, cause this is better.